Town Planning Commission meeting to order on the 13th day of February 2025 at precisely 7 p.m. The deputy clerk will now take the roll.
Chairman Hanover.
Here.
Commissioner Powell.
Here.
Commissioner Hidalgo.
Here.
Commissioner Lee.
Here.
Okay, thank you very much. The first thing on the agenda is to approve the minutes from December 11th, 2024. I know that we got these recently, so I want to give you a couple more minutes to review these. But at any point in time, if you guys want to put forward a motion to approve the minutes, feel free. You guys have had sufficient time to review them already?
Yeah, I'd make a motion to approve the minutes from December 11th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it is unanimously approved. Next on our business is the minor subdivision, the Foy Thomas minor subdivision. I think that we've had a decent amount of time to look at this stuff. From what I could tell, everything that needs to be there was there. I did have one question on the title report, and Holly followed up with the attorney about it, and he didn't have any problem with that title report. He said he explained what the issue was and that it would not impede the minor subdivision process. So was there anything else that needed to be brought up for the paperwork or anything else with this minor subdivision?
I didn't have anything. I think everything checked out as far as I could see.
I don't have anything either.
Yeah, and I don't either. And from what I could tell, you know, it took a couple of weeks for Amy to get her part of this done and send all the paperwork, mostly probably just waiting on other people. But once it all got here, everything seemed okay. We do have a new commissioner, Lester Lee here. Commissioner Lee is a good man. We're glad to have him here. But Lester, just for your information, this is for our minor subdivision ordinance. This ordinance was written in such a way to make it easier for residents of the town or owners of parcels in the town to split a lot when they want to. The reason that we wanted to do this is because the full subdivision process, you have to put in infrastructure, you have to have engineers, and you have to pay attorneys, and it's a very, very high cost comparatively to something like this minor subdivision code. And so with the minor subdivision code, one of the main things that you have to meet is that there cannot be any requirement for new infrastructure to be put in on any edge of the subdivided lots. And so that in and of itself disqualifies a lot of lots, right? Because if you were to split a lot that has, let's say, a master plan road on it, you have to then go through the full subdivision process because that road will need to be put in. So this is a way of safeguarding the town so that the taxpayers aren't required to pay for things that they shouldn't be. So that's why we have the minor subdivision process. We've limited it also in other ways. So you can only split a lot every, was it 3 or 4 years? And so that limits that successive lot split. You can only split it up to 3 parcels in the end. So we've done a lot to try and make it keep Clarkston small, but also allow, you know, the landowners in the town to have some freedom to split the lots as they, you know, within that framework.
Are the Thomases the first ones to help this adoption?
Yep. So there used to be a minor subdivision ordinance a couple of years ago, I think, at this point. But
it was more of a lot split ordinance at that point, too.
Yeah. And so they used to have something that probably could have worked here, but at one point that, I'm not sure how that got overwritten, but it was no longer in effect. Then recently, the state of Utah added some legislature that required all of the towns and cities to rewrite their subdivision ordinances entirely. And so we had attorneys working on that. We got a grant for them to go over our subdivision code. They rewrote it. We added in, you know, some really important things. I mean, that's what the Planning Commission has been really good for. These guys have found a lot of little things that might have otherwise slipped through the cracks. So that's all rewritten, and in that process, we also had the minor subdivision ordinance written in. And so that's what we're talking about today, as opposed to the full subdivision ordinance. When we get a response from the Willis Acres Phase 2 subdivision, that'll be the full subdivision process, and you'll get to have a chance to look at part of that. So we've already done a preliminary part of that, and we've submitted responses on the final part. And once they respond to that with their updates, then we'll go to the next part of this new process. And with this new full subdivision process, we're still kind of in the learning phase on that. This is brand new. So he's the first minor subdivision, and the Willis Acres Phase 2 final portion of that is the first full subdivision. So I'll make sure that to get you the relevant information on that. The full subdivision ordinance has not been codified yet, and so I'll get it to you in an email or have Holly send it to you.
Sure.
If you can. Thank you. So with that all said, that's a little background on that.
Thank you.
No, I don't think anybody here has found any issues with the Foy Thomas minor subdivision. So with that, do we need to take a roll call vote?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll be having a roll call vote for the Foy Thomas minor subdivision. Commissioner Lee. Yes or no on the minor subdivision for the Foy Thomas minor subdivision?
Yes, in favor, if that's what you mean.
Yes. Approve, I guess you could say approve or disapprove.
Make
yes.
a positive really. Recommendation.
Yeah. Okay.
To the council.
Okay. So, and what we are approving right now is recommending it to the town council. So actually,
I don't think it goes to the town council anymore, doesn't it? This is it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, isn't yeah. It? That's actually new with the... Yeah. With the new code that came down from the state level, they didn't allow us to do that anymore. So the town council doesn't actually have a hand in this anymore. So it really just comes down to the land use authority, which in our case is the Planning Commission. So what we are recommending now is a full approval of the minor subdivision for the Foys and the Thomases. So with that background, understanding that this will be the final approval, we'll take a roll call vote. So Commissioner Lee, do you approve of the Foy Thomas minor subdivision?
Yes, I approve.
Okay. Commissioner Hidalgo?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Powell?
Yes.
Okay. And I approve as well, although I'm not sure if I have any authority over that because I'm in the town council. So
I need to talk to you about that.
Yeah. So the Planning Commission is the land use authority, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
And I can't be the land use authority. So they approve of it.
Okay, so who do you want to sign it?
I think we should get a signature from each in this case then, right? Because essentially the Planning Commission is the land use authority.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And since we don't have a single land use authority, I think they probably would all need to sign it. It would have to be at least a quorum of people, right? So two
right.
out of the three of them, so mm-hmm. if one of them were to say no and the other two said yes, the two who said yes would probably sign it.
Okay.
And that would be a majority vote to approve from the land use authority, right?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, if you guys would sign this paper, there's a signature spot at the top. There's only one signature spot, but since we have the Planning Commission as the land use authority, and since I can't be the approving authority, you guys are the approving authority, so I'll have all three of you sign it.
Are you a member of the Planning Commission, though?
I'm a member and chair of the Planning Commission, but I am not the land use authority. Hmm. So you three essentially are the land use authority. There is an option to get a third party to do that in the future. If it's something that you guys are interested in, we can do that. I've talked to the mayor a little bit about that. It is an option for us. So I guess that's something that we'll have to put a pin in until we can get it on the agenda.
Yeah, right now it is written in our code that the Planning Commission is the land use authority, but state code says that an elected official, which Adam is, cannot sign
Okay.
So maybe just for future minor subdivisions, we can just get three different signature blocks for these.
Yep. Yeah, and I'll see if we can, I'll put together an email for the attorney as well, just to ask him for some clarification on that, because I think what we're doing right now is probably the most thorough answer that we have at the moment, because they are the land use authority, and I'm not on it. So that being the case, I think this is the best we can do. But I'll get some clarification from him and make sure that, you know, if you guys are the land use authority, if it's okay to have a majority vote, or if it's, or if it has to be every single member.
Yeah.
And we'll put that on the agenda for the next meeting. And so
we do need to decide that for the Willis Acres as well, because there's just one signature block of land use authority.
Yeah.
So who is going to sign that?
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, with that, unless Thomas Foyt, sir?
Unless he has anything to say.
Did you have anything you want to say about it?
I'll ask you a question after I don't think anything
that needs to be. Okay, well, with that, the Foyt Thomas minor subdivision application is approved. If you have anything that you'd like to say, you can step up and say it right now.
Okay.
I'll get you a copy of this so you can take that to the county and so that it's been approved.
Okay. With that, we'll just move on to the 2025 schedule. You guys don't need to stay here if you don't want to. It's just going to be a few minutes, yeah.
Just a few minutes.
The schedule, you should all have a printed out copy of the schedule. The only real thing that's changed is the meetings are moving from Wednesdays to Thursdays. It'll be the first Thursday of every month.
Second Thursday?
The second Thursday. Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't change January on here because it's already passed. So that is on a Wednesday. That January date is Wednesday.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, today's meeting is the February 13th meeting, obviously, and then everything after that should be good.
Do we need to make a motion to approve the schedule?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. I'll make a motion to approve the schedule.
I can second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It is unanimously approved by the Clarkston Town Council. I think that's it for us because we don't have any business licenses or outstanding building permits. You guys, thanks for going on and looking at the ones that we had in City Inspect. Smooth sailing now. So unless there's any public comment, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the motion is adjourned.